Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it carries much fruit. The one loving their life destroys it, but the one who hates their life in this world will save it into eternal life. If anyone would follow me, where I am," sorry, Scott, I'm going to start that again because I've just realized the translation I have is a bit unusual here. I'm going to go back and get the other one. I'm going to go for the NRSV one. Okay, sorry about this. Hang on. King James, New RSV, John 12, isn't it? John 12:24-26. From the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus answered them, "Truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." Today is the feast of St. Lawrence the Martyr. He was reportedly roasted on a gridiron somewhere around the beginning of the 3rd century and subsequently became the patron saint of chefs and cooks. So to all chefs and cooks, we wish you a very, very happy feast day. When we hear the lives and tales about how the great martyrs died, we encounter something, I suppose, that's very strange for the world that we live in. We live in a time when religious persecution is probably more overshadowed by political or economic persecutions. Certainly there are still people who mistrust, ridicule, and even despise Catholics, Jews, Muslims, but by and large, most of our faiths live unobstructed lives here in the West. It might sometimes be difficult to see what relevance a martyr has then for the contemporary church. After all, over here in Ireland, we know all too well that nobody was killed in the last 4 decades because of their belief or otherwise in Christ. The conflict between Catholic and Protestant that we endured here for so long had no theological basis. It was two communities fighting about economic, political power. And if we were to face reality, we'd know that religious wars throughout history have all been the same, that people haven't actually been so much persecuted for their religion, but more for economics and political reasons. Martyrs, therefore, could be, I suppose, a bit irrelevant in an open climate. None of us really expects to be killed for our faith. But that does not mean that the contemporary man or woman isn't called to martyrdom. The red martyrdom of blood is quite unlikely. But martyr means a witness, and all of us are still called to be witnesses, witnesses to Christ, here in this world. In the 8th century, the Irish saints spoke about other forms of martyrdom that were distinct from the red martyrdom of blood that we hear so much about. They had the green martyrdom of a man who'd go into exile, the white martyrdom of a life lived well for Christ. The green martyr was a bit like Abraham. He left his people and his father's house and made a new life, and there are many people who still do this. But the white martyr is the martyr that is within most of us. To live a good life is as authentic as copying the life of St. Lawrence by dying like a red martyr of faith. In fact, the struggle of the white martyr is probably far more demanding than the quick, brutal and gory death of the red brother. After all, the white martyr has to keep trying, keep working, to keep him or herself online. So on the feast of a martyr, we can think of people who lived their lives in constant witness to their faith. Many of these were simple folk, unlearned, unschooled, but wise and connected to the earth and to the whole world and the universe around them. If you spoke to many of these people, they might not have understood the theological distinctions of the great sages and teachers of our traditions on doctrines as diverse as transubstantiation and grace. But they lived and loved communion with a God who was intimately close to them through their every waking moment. They might not have benefited from the fine glory of a university education. They might not have had neither the time nor the money to finance retreats with great gurus. But they learned patience and wisdom through the way they lived their lives. With God as their guide and Christ as their shepherd, they moved quietly among us, like the quiet servers at a papal mass. They were slow to anger, reluctant to slander, anxious for the poor and suffering, generous with their time. They taught us to pray, and often hid their own struggles and pain, so that others might live with God for their guide and Christ as their shepherd. On this day, it's not just the old Saint Lawrence that we remember, but also the other great martyrs who have inspired us with their lives. On this feast, we remember them all.